This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Even before the pandemic hit, the Treasure Valley was experiencing an intense housing crisis. In fact, since the beginning of 2020, the average rent in the valley has increased by, get this, 10%. So for folks living paycheck to paycheck, all it takes is one unexpected expense to leave them unable to pay rent. Jesse Tree of Idaho is an organization that prevents homelessness by providing rent assistance and other services to keep folks in their homes. Their first annual winter fundraiser event, housed for the holidays, is coming up next week. And joining us today live to talk about it are Jesse Tree's development manager, Hannah Sharp, and case manager, Nick Bogar. Welcome, both of you, to the program.
Thanks for having us.
So Hannah, can we start with you? Can you just give us a little bit of background on, for people that may not be familiar with Jesse Tree, what Jesse Tree does, and then from there, how the pandemic has really affected your organization?
Yeah, absolutely. So like you said, Jesse Tree, our main mission is to prevent eviction and homelessness. We are actually one of the only organizations that does that in Idaho. And we work in both Ada and Canyon County. And really how we do that is we just provide rental assistance to people to keep them in their housing, which is the best way to prevent eviction and to prevent homelessness, and also to prevent the homelessness crisis from growing here in Idaho. So one of the things we like to focus on is that, you know, Boise isn't a Portland or a Seattle or a San Francisco. Mm-hmm. It's not too late for us to end homelessness and end family homelessness here in Idaho and in the Treasure Valley. So that's what we're focused on. And then in terms of how the housing crisis has kind of affected us, I think it's very clear that we were already in a housing crisis prior to the pandemic. Like you mentioned, rental rates increased 10% just this year, and they've been increasing for the last several years. It's getting harder and harder for people to stay in their housing at a rate that they can afford when wage increase doesn't keep up.
And Nick, you're a case manager at Jesse Tree. So can you quickly take us through the process of helping a family, starting from when they first call the Jesse Tree hotline?
Yeah, of course. So like you said, the rent has gone up nearly 10% since the pandemic starts. So we're seeing about 300% increase in rental assistance requests. So a client will call the housing crisis line, and that's 208-383-9486. And then a volunteer will kind of go over their situation, get a better understanding of what's kind of happening in the household and how we can assist. And then from there, the client is scheduled with a case manager, and that's when the case management starts. So we'll go over some budget planning, housing stability goals to make sure they have goals and plans of if something does happen in the future, they can kind of go around that. And then also tenant and landlord mediation between those two. Mm.
And Hannah, so next week, as we mentioned, is Jesse Tree's House for the Holidays event. Can you talk a little bit about how the virtual event will work? And we should note that Dr. David Pate, people know Dr. Pate if they listen to our Wednesday Dr. Roundtable every week, that he'll be speaking on the importance of housing for health, but in particular during the pandemic.
Yeah, so the virtual event is going to be online. You can purchase tickets through Eventbrite. And really our goal with the event this year is to just put a spotlight on our work. We were able to accomplish so much in 2020, even through and because of the pandemic. So we were able to really be front and center when the pandemic started as the agency who could help prevent eviction for a lot of people who are facing eviction after they had their hours cut at work or lost their job completely. And Jesse Tree was prepared and ready to take on that cause. And so we were able to help over 340 families this year with rental assistance. And we have received about 5,000 calls through our housing crisis line, which is managed by volunteers. So we have been able to do a lot of great work this year. And we really want to highlight that for all of our community partners and donors. And really, like you said, with Dr. Pate, focus on how important housing is to health. It's always important to have safe and secure housing. especially for families with children, but it's even more important now during the COVID-19 pandemic, which isn't going to end just because 2020 is drawing to a close. Right. We're still very much in the pandemic, which is something Dr. Pete will focus on, and also the effects that will be felt long into 2021, which will continue to, our work will continue to be very important because of that.
And Nick, you know, Hannah mentioned what you were able to accomplish in 2020. We are less than 30 days from 2021. What are some of the goals you're hoping to accomplish in the new year?
Yeah, so I mean, our main goal is to keep those in their house and prevent eviction. Obviously, right now with the year ending, the eviction moratorium lifting, and some of our partners' funding ending as well, we're going to see a big increase. But we kind of have to rely on our partners as well too. It takes a teamwork, as kind of Hannah was talking about, and kind of get the job done.
Mm-hmm. And Hannah, can you talk very quickly about the cost of keeping someone in their housing versus having them, you know, get rehoused? And meaning, like, if they lose their home or they have to move from maybe a different apartment or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we know that it's much less expensive to keep someone housed than it is to rehouse someone once they've been evicted or become homeless. So it costs on average in the Treasure Valley $1,000 for us to keep a family housed. Costs less, slightly less to keep an individual housed. Mm-hmm. And it costs upwards of $10,000 to rehouse a family once they've been evicted and become homeless. Wow. So yeah, it's a significant cost difference. That's why keeping people in housing is so important, because it really is a big cost savings to the community. There's a financial cost savings, there is a health cost savings, there's public safety cost savings. There's a lot that goes into it, and it's just a much better situation when we can keep people housed.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming on the show, but also the work you do. Jesse Tree does really incredible work. So thank you for what you are doing. We've been talking with Jesse Tree's development manager, Hannah Sharp, and case manager, Nick Bogar. If you need help paying rent this month, Jesse Tree's housing hotline number is 208-383-9486. And of course, we will also put a link to our website for the virtual fundraising event for Jesse Tree. Thank you both for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Jenna.
Absolutely, our pleasure. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. Remember, tomorrow it's our Friday Reporter Roundtable, so be sure to tune in at noon tomorrow for that. And I want to thank our producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. It's Thursday, folks. We're almost to the end of the week. I hope you can find a little bit of joy in your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette. See you back here tomorrow.